The Fayetteville Ale Trail has become a successful addition to tourists and residents' to-do lists in Northwest Arkansas. Not to be outdone, Team Springdell is working on a taco tour, launch date to be determined, and in a selfless act, Ozark's at-largest Sarah Birmingham has been helping a couple of taco experts do their research for the tour.
Stephen and Mariana Jones have made it their mission to taste as many tacos as they can. Mariana is from Guadalajara. Stephen was born and raised in Springdale. They've lived in San Francisco and St. Louis, but they've been back in Springdale for a couple of years. We're meeting at Taqueria El Cunado on South Thompson. Its bright yellow sign and red awning a vibrant burst in a nondescript strip mall. Stephen and Mariana are sitting at one of the chunky dark wooden tables, a widescreen TV in the corner showing telenovelas. The Jones say the idea behind the taco tour is to demystify these eateries for those who are unfamiliar, to make these tasty little joints more accessible for those outside the Hispanic community, because it's not like you'll find all these places listed online.
I don't even know their names, but I know they exist. It's like around 20 of them, if not more. Because every time we turn around, it's like somebody tells us about someone, like another place, and we're like,
I'm like, we
haven't heard of that one yet, but, and we visited probably like at least half of them.
Yeah, there's like a lot of them are like little holes in the walls, or they're inside the little grocery stores.
Now, I know that you say that that it's not confined to Springdale, obviously, and when we're going to be going later on is probably one of your favorites, and that's actually in Lowell. But do you think that the sort of taqueria scene is a little bit, it's like a Springdale secret almost, like people from elsewhere in Northwest Arkansas, are they taking advantage of this opportunity?
Yes and no. I mean, I think there's definitely some adventurous people that are coming to Springdale. We have some friends here. Once in a while, I see a post on Facebook saying something like that. But most people don't realize exactly what's here. And it's like, hopefully,
But they're scared to try it because they're used to their brand restaurants. But like, I love to bring friends over. I'm like, come on, let's go try it. It's something new, something you haven't tried. And they're like, well, I'm like, you're going to love it.
We've just taken delivery of, you guys have got enormous drinks. What have we got here?
These are called aguas frescas, and they're made with like fresh fruit, and they're blend with water and a little bit of sugar.
And so you've got
the strawberry.
Strawberry, lovely pink frothy, and you've got,
it's like limon, it's like lime, it's like limeade.
Drinks dealt with, it's time to decide on our taco order.
We are probably going to order like the, my favorite foods, tacos in here is probably el pastor. And then it's meat that is marinated with, a lot of the places have like pineapple and different spices. I like it because it's a little sweet and a little spicy, it has a little bit of everything. The second one is probably the asada. It's like a steak, and I like tripe. I love tripe. And a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, you eat that gross. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you're missing out on life if you haven't eaten tripe. And that's probably my favorite ones of all of them. And Steven likes different ones.
With Mariana's guidance, I ordered tacos with carne asada, the chopped steak she was talking about, cabeza, which is marinated beef cheek, tripa, a.k.a. tripe, and al pastor. Our plates arrive, small piles of marinated meat with cilantro and grilled onion on two small tortillas about 3 inches across.
When I asked my grandparents a long time ago, and they said because it was like, for the tacos really for the poor people, it's like the leftover meat. So it was for like the peasants and stuff like that, and the double tortillas is to fill you up more. And that's why you have all these like onions and cilantro and all different... And all these different things on top of it, like these grilled onions too and chiles. And it was mostly to fill you more because a lot of people couldn't afford like the meat. So it was like used to like peasant food.
Peasant food no more. The taco is on trend on the streets of Mexico City and in cities around the U.S. Here in Springdale, exploring the various taquerias does not require a big investment.
There's some that can be like a $1.25 to up to $2 each. I mean, it just depends on where you are. I mean, what I found is like usually if it costs a little bit more, you probably get a little bit more meat into it or it's a little bit more specialty item.
Onwards and upwards. Next stop, Charlie's Taqueria on South Pleasant Street in Springdale.
we're sitting in Charlie's, we're at the second stop, and the kitchen is open.
Well, that's the beauty about this place, that you can see how you're making your food, your tacos right there and then.
So what is it that you love here?
I like the El Pastor, like the tacos El Pastor, I like them here a lot, and I like the tribe, because the tribe, they actually make it crispy for you, and to me, that's like, I love tribe, and crispy tribe is like the best.
There's something about the atmosphere of it. I mean, it's like, it's just like a little hole in the wall. I mean, I think it was like an old, like, garage repair shop, and they just kind of took put a bar like down one side of it where you can they're making and cooking all the meats and the, you know, and the preparing all the tacos right there, and you sit on one side of it. It seems like someplace you would find like in Mexico, or you would find like in a large city.
Cheaper language, yeah.
We got
crispy tribe, and I got some diced tongue.
This is tomatillo sauce, and this one.
And this is like chipotle and roasted tomatoes.
Yeah. And then you give it a little squeeze of lime.
Lime, and you have the grilled onions and grilled jalapenos on the side.
That's good.
Not everybody knows how to prepare tongue.
No.
Some places can be chewy or like some aftertaste.
Mm-hmm.
That is not very good, but this place.
Oh. That's a little crunchy tube of
goodness.
So good.
Bellies full of crispy tripe, tongue, and al pastor tacos. Time to head to our third and final stop, La Taquiza. It isn't in Springdale, it's in Lowell or North Bloomington. This is Stephen's favorite place.
It's kind of hidden, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just look for the worst looking possible strip malls, and there would be a good little taco.
This is the way we come to take our daughter to school. And one day we were really hungry, and we didn't know where to go. And I told him, because we live near here, and I was like, let's just go to the taco place, like Taquiza. Let's just go and try it. And bingo, like we got here, and he was like, I'm in love. Yeah. It's like, I like it.
They got a little bit more special tacos. I mean, they're a little bit twist on them. They're not quite like this typical like carne asada and like tripa. They have like new sauce, like has a special like Jalisco sauce and like cochinita, like pork Jalisco sauce. I mean, just something that they do special here.
Everything here, we know for a fact that they make it fresh. That's one of the nice things about this taqueria, that we know that everything the girls make back there is fresh.
And so our third round of tacos arrived.
But that, the campechano, is like one of my favorites, yeah, because it has the cactus, the chorizo, the asada. And the cactus is not, usually it's slimy when they make it in a salsa or like a salad. But they fry it, and it's like so, it's really, really good.
Edith, who owns and runs La Taquiza, is also our server tonight. La Taquiza has been open for just over a year, and Edith says it's her first restaurant and all the families involved.
Yeah, my brother and my sister and me.
And whereabouts are you from originally?
From Mexico City.
It's not simple. Like, you have a lot of flavors that you use.
Okay.
So where has that come from? You know, the family recipes or...?
Yeah, this is my mom from from Mexico City, in this, the cooking.
And so which do you think is your best, the best taco here?
¿Cuál es el mejor taco?
Todos. Cochinita, cabeza, lengua, asada, tripa, everything.
While we didn't try everything on the menu, what we had was very good. But this is just the beginning. These were the three places Mariana and Stephen picked out as their favorites. But my list of taquerias to try keeps growing. Stephen and Mariana say there's really no definitive best, just a lot of favorites depending on specialty.
Taqueria Guanajuato. I like their tortas. It's like the sandwiches. tortas, and you eat the tacos there. Was there certain tacos that you like the best? Or
asada, pretty much the asada is the one that I like. Mm-hmm. That's my number one choice on the Guanajuato.
Yeah, and then there's one that's, you know, that's on Holcomb in Springdale, El Rey, which is somewhat new, but they make their own tortillas. Mm-hmm. It's like have the fresh tortillas and not have a package.
With 20 or so taquerias in Springdale alone, looks like I've got a lot of eating to do to complete my tour de tacos. Sarah Birmingham, Ozarks at Large.